Okay, today is Daf Lamed Vav. We're on Lamed Vav. We're on Lamed Vav where it says Tanya Kavase de Rava. Like 7-8 lines from the top. There's a braisa that supports Rava. What did Rava say? Rava said yesterday that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Ela Amar Rava, on the third line, Hakones Yevimto, if somebody marries his Yavama, which is a mitzvah, but Vinimta Mu'baris, and it turns out she's pregnant, Hareze Lo Tinase Tsarasa. The Tsara can't get married yet. She has to wait. Why? Shemi Yehe Vlad Ben Kayama. Because maybe the Vlad will be a Ben Kayama. That makes no sense. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, that doesn't make sense.
Makes sense.
The Bias Mu'baris Lo Shmei Bia. So it doesn't count. V'chalitza smu beres lo shme chalitza. That also doesn't count. V'ablad ein apota sheyitzel aver olam. And the vlad is not considered a vlad until it's born. So therefore the tzara has to wait. Okay?
But she can stay married to her?
It depends. That's a machlokas. Everyone agrees you could stay married. If it turns out what? If it turns out that the vlad doesn't make it,
then
everyone agrees she can stay married. The only machlokas was that they have to remarry her.
Right.
The Shlokish said he has to remarry her, right? Make some new kinyan, whatever. Rav Chanan said you don't have to do that.
And
if the baby lasts, if the baby survives, then they have to get divorced.
Yeah.
Right. But the Tzara has to wait. Does that make sense? Makes a little sense. Doesn't make some... Okay. Tanya Kavase de Rava. We have a Brisa that supports Rava. Why? The Brisa says like this. Hakones Yevimto. If somebody marries a Yavama, Venimse is Mubaris, and it turns out she is pregnant, Hareza lo tinase. Hareza lo tinase tsarasa. The tsara can't get married. Why? Shema yehe Vlad ben Kayama. Maybe the Vlad will be a Vlad ben Kayama. Maybe the Vlad will last. Vein bia v'chaletes poteres. The bia doesn't free the tsara. The chalita doesn't free the tsara. What frees the tsara? Ela Vlad poter. The Vlad. This is only talking about if the woman's pregnant. If she's not pregnant, then yes, a marriage, a yibum, frees out all the other wives. I'm not talking about a case like that.
If it's always
right. It's always when she's pregnant. That's why this whole Gemara is in the Gemara, even the Gemara. Because it's a funny thing. Vav Vlad.
Within the first 3 months of their yibum.
Right, exactly. Exactly, yes. If you marry in 8 months, we said that yesterday. If you marry a yibum when you're 8 months pregnant, you shouldn't have done that. Right?
No, I meant that she wasn't showing at all. Then 3-4.
Correct. Vavlad in a potra, but the Vlad doesn't become pater anybody agitatil aver olam until it's born. Taima, the reason is the Shema Yehe Vlad ben Kayamahu. Maybe the Vlad will make it. Ha lo have a Vlad ben Kayama. What if the Vlad doesn't make it? Then Miftar Tsarasa. The Tsar goes free right away. Why? Because the brother married one wife, all the other wives go free. Nothing to hack about. So Lema to have it to Yufta de Rish Lakish. Let's say this is a disproof on Rish Lakish. Why? Because Rish Lakish said, right, that a Bia Mu'bereth, even if there's a miscarriage, is not considered a Bia. And the Chalitza is not a Chalitza. Why not? The Bryce here says it is. Right? This bright that we just read is medayin. It doesn't say it in black or white. There's an inference, right? That if the Vlad doesn't make it, and the guy marries this woman, that the tzara gets patered by what? By bia. What do you see? Bia mu'beres, shmei bia. It's a kashar
mishlakish. The time of the miscarriage.
What?
The time of the miscarriage she can go, or the time of the bia? No, the time of the miscarriage.
But retroactively, it was all good. It's all good retroactively. Amalach Rish Lakish, Hachi Katani. This is what Rish Lakish will say. Hakone Sivimto. Somebody marries his Yivama. Vinimte Smuberes. And it turns out she's pregnant. Hareze Lo Tinase Tsarasa. The Tzara cannot get married. She has to wait now. Shema Lo Yehe Vlad Ben Kayama. Maybe the Vlad won't make it. Not maybe the Vlad will make it, maybe the Vlad won't make it. V'chalitza mu'beres lo shema chalitza. And a chalitza with a pregnant woman doesn't count. V'bias mu'beres lo shema bia. And bia with a pregnant woman also doesn't count. What do you mean doesn't count? It doesn't count toward Yibam or Chalitza. It's nothing. Therefore, since it's nothing,
she still has
Zika. The Tzara has to wait. Right. Is it still a Zika? What's going on? Nothing. Vim Tomar, you asked me the following question. Halach Acha Rov Nashim. Why don't you go after the Rov? V'rov Nashim Vlad Ma'alya Yaldan. Most women give birth to term to a healthy baby. Most women. So why don't you follow the majority? Decent question?
Therefore what?
Therefore, if you follow the majority, let the Tzara go free. Is it even over here? Or better yet, then fine. Then let all the consequences will happen. It's as if he married a woman who had children. It's a pashogi. He didn't know. She wasn't showing. He didn't know. But that's the consequences. That's the rove. What do you mean for wait? You have to wait. By the way, she shouldn't have to wait. Why should she have to wait? Because her husband had a child.
Yeah, but it's Vlad Ma'ali. If you're going by that, then you should make the guy separate from her.
Of course he has to separate from her. He didn't have Avera.
Oh, right away.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to wait right away. He didn't have Avera. I'll wait to see. Well, maybe there'll be a miscarriage. Yeah, but Rove and women don't miscarry. That happens. Miscarriages happen. It's certainly a miut. You hear that? Good?
I said what you said.
So, the Gemara answers... No, the Gemara answers, Vlad ein poter ad sheyotzi la'avir ha'olam. No, that's what the statement meant. The Vlad, if you want to tell me, go after the Rove. No, you can't go after the Rove. Why? Because you have to wait till the baby's born. Why? That Bryce has said that. Even Rish Lakish agrees with that. And that's why you can't go after the Rove. The truth is, on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to ask, the Tosfos, if we get to it, if we get to there, Tosfos is going to ask Mati's question. But Mati didn't realize what he was asking. But we'll get to that tomorrow, on Amud Beis. So the Vlad, that's what the statement meant. That's all the statement meant. Okay.
We have that answer. We said go on Rove, and the answer is we don't go by Rove. What's the answer?
No, you can't go by Rove now because a pregnant baby
will probably go to term.
Yeah, but that's not the halachic determining factor.
Exactly.
The halachic determining factor is it has to be born. Right. That's all. Okay. Now, Amar Belazar. By the way, so I think he said yesterday that we paskin like Rish Lakish. I think he said yesterday. So Amar Rav Lazar, Efshar Itzel Lahadu Rish Lakish, is it possible that we hold like Rish Lakish? Because we're going to see in a few minutes that we're going to hold like Rish Lakish in this case. Is it possible that we hold like Rish Lakish? V'lo Tana Lam B'Masnisan, and it doesn't say anywhere in a Mishnah like this in favor of Rish Lakish? Is that possible? So Nafak, he went out, Dak, he searched, V'ishkach, and he found the following. Ditnan. It says like this. This is later in the Masechta. Isha, a woman, Shehalach Baila V'tzarasa L'medina Sayam. What happened? A man has two wives, Rachel and Leah. The man goes overseas on a trip with Rachel. He leaves Leah back home. Now, then, Ubo V'amrula Meisbalech. They come and tell Leah, who's sitting home, your husband died, he was in China. He died. Did he have a child? Did he have a child with the Tzara? What's going on? What's the story? What's going on? So, Hareze Lotinase, she can't get married. Velotis Yabim, she can't get even either. Acheteda, until they know. Shema Mu Beres, until they know. Why? Because Shema Mu Beres, he Tzarasa. Maybe in China, the Tzara got pregnant. You have to wait. Now, says Rashi, Hitzarasa. See the Rashi, Hitzarasa? Ositzarasa Shehalcha Imo. We're talking about the woman that went with him to China. Maybe the woman that went with him to China got pregnant. Aval I Shama Aleha She'enamu Beres. If they heard she's not pregnant, the report came back, by the way, your husband died. And by the way, she's not pregnant. Then tisyabim, she can get ibum. Velo chayshinon shema nasa baila acheres v'medina tayab. That you don't have to. He got married a third wife in China. That you don't have to be choshish for. And then he had a child with that one. That's already far fetched. Olachi tanan hitzarasa. That's why he says only two women. Okay? Now, Bishloma Yibume Lo, I understand why she can't have Yibum. Why? Shema Yehe Vlad Ben Kayama. Maybe the Vlad will be a valid Vlad, the Ifka Be'ishetz Eishetz Achdaraisa. And she'll violate Isra Eishetz Achdaraisa. She's marrying her brother-in-law when there's no call for that. Because the Tzara had a baby in China. Elalo Tichla Tamai. Why can't she get Chalitza? Why can't she get Chalitza? Yeah. Okay. Get Chalitza. What's the downside of that? Right?
Doesn't say
can't have Chalitza.
Fine, so maybe
Chalitza. What about Chalitza?
Yeah. If you do Chalitza and you find out that the Torah was pregnant or even had a baby, so the Chalitza is not...
We've had that many times. We have that many times. We've done a Chalitza with no purpose, really. We've had that many times. What? There's no downside. Let her get married. Let her get back on the market. What's the downside? Right. Until you do that, she can't even get... Bishloma tichlo tzbisoch tes. I understand if you want to do the Chalitza during 9 months. Vitinase la'achar tes. In other words... Bishloma tichlo tzbisoch tes. Vitinase b'toch tes. If you want to tell me that she'll within 9 months...
The 9 months.
Lo hayinu safek. Right?
Yeah.
That's not a safek.
Now what?
In other words, we have to make her wait 9 months. Why? Because maybe the Tsar is pregnant.
Right.
So let her wait 9 months. After 9 months, why can't she get Chalitza?
Exactly.
Wait 9 months, right? They went to China. They went to China. Maybe she's pregnant, the Tsara. The husband died. 9 months later, I don't hear any news about the Tsara. I can for sure get Chalitza. Right, low, you can't. Hayinu safek, it's a safek. Low, comma, hayinu safek, it's a safek. What's a safek? Maybe the Tsar is pregnant.
Right?
Lo tachlots, besoch tisha, vitinase, Ella. Tachlots, besoch tisha. Let her get the chalita now. Vitinase, lachar tisha. But she has to wait 9 months to get a new shidduch. That's all. What's the big deal? What's the problem? Why can't she do that? So the Gemara says,
but she has to get chalitza.
What?
Yeah, she has to get chalitza.
Get chalitza. But she can't get remarried, that's all. Why? Because maybe the Tzara is pregnant. Okay, so I'll wait for the marriage. I'm not going to get married to anybody. Right? I won't get married to anybody until 9 months pass. Right? Now, since we don't allow that, right? What's the problem? Maybe the Tzara is pregnant. Right? And what's going to happen? She'll give birth to a Vlad that's not Kayama. Right? She'll give birth to a Vlad that doesn't make it. And then the Chalitza is not going to be a good Chalitza. Because Chalitza's Muberes doesn't count, even though it's to a different wife. What's the difference? What's the difference? Chalitza Muberes doesn't count. Now, Rish Lakish, who holds that a Chalitza Obias Muberes is nothing, what do you see? This says like Rish Lakish. Right, Rish Lakish said a Chalitza on a Nefel is nothing. It's exactly what this Mishnah says. After we pull teeth out of it, it's basically the same idea. We have to make her wait. Why? Because a Chalitza or a Bia or a Yibum that on a pregnant is nothing. So therefore, the whole thing is not going to count. And therefore, it's a problem. Therefore, you make her wait. Right? Now.
I'm missing something. In the middle of the test, they can't have Chalitza. At the end of the test, now we're saying what? That at the end of the test, she can't have Chalitza either.
No, that she can. That she can, because it can't be a pregnancy anymore. Waited 9 months. Rish Lakish said, it's only to prove one thing. Rish Lakish said that a Chalitza or a Yibum that doesn't carry itself out. Why doesn't it carry itself out? Because there's a pregnancy that doesn't make it.
Right.
Right? That doesn't count. This is exactly this case. The husband goes away with the co-wife, right? The husband goes away with his wife, Rachel, lay sitting and waiting. They come back with a telegram, your husband died. And she says, oh, what's it, Rachel? Right. She pregnant? Did she have a baby? What's the story? I don't know. They're in China. I don't know. Yes, she has to wait. Why does she have to wait? Yeah, give chalita. Why can't she get chalita during 9 months? Because let's say Rachel got married. Let's say Rachel got pregnant and had a baby, Mazel Tov, and if the baby doesn't make it. According to Rish Lakish, chalita on a moberes doesn't count. How could she go get married, the tzara? How could she go get married? The chalita doesn't count. So what's the story? That's exactly what Rish Lakish said. The chalita doesn't count. Even though it's on a different woman, but what's the difference? Good?
That's why she has to wait for 9 months.
That's why she has to wait for 9 months. Ultamech, so according to this, tachlots, let her get chalita now. Get on tight. Vitinasi lachar tes. Why can't she do that? Get chalita now. The brother-in-law is here now. He's not going to come back for another 5 years. Let him give chalita now. She'll wait to get remarried. What's the problem with that? So the Gemara says, and by the way, if there is a problem, if there is a nefel, she'll have to get chalita again. But at least let her get it once. Maybe it won't be necessary. Ella, rather, bar mina dahi. Don't tell me about that case. The Abaya bar Abba, Rab Chanina bar Abba, the Amri Tavayu, Shemi hey Vlad ben Kayama. Maybe, listen to this one. This could have been asked literally in every single page of this Masechta to this point, and Daf Lamed Vav. This question could have been asked. What's going to happen? Maybe the baby will survive. If the baby makes it, what's the story now with this woman? She got chalitza for no reason.
Okay.
So what's the downside now?
She can't marry a Kohen.
So we don't want to do that. You hear this? V'la ben kayama, v'nimta ata matzricha kruz l'kahuna. You're going to have to make an announcement that the chalitza we gave her was really baloney, and she can marry a Kohen. Right? It was really a fake chalitza. It was not necessary. Her husband had a child. Right, because when he died, she was pregnant, the wife, in China. They had a good, healthy baby. We gave her a chalitza. That's because he was in China and the whole thing with Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan and HaMachlokas. But we didn't have to do that, because the baby survived. So I want to make an announcement, any Kohen can marry her. Which Kohens marry her? None of them.
Why?
Right, because, one second. So the Gemara says, so for Litzbricha, so make the announcement.
It's a big deal.
Well, Dilma, Ike Inish Davi Bechalitza. There would have been people there by the chalitza, v'lohave b'achraza, but they're not going to be there when they undo it. Then they didn't hear the retraction. What's going to happen? The asi lemeimar kashari chalitza lekohen, and people are going to say, "Look at this, kahanim are allowed to marry chalitzas."
Oh yeah.
Look what those rabbis are doing. I went to Daf Yomi. I heard you're not allowed to do that. Yeah, look at this.
Make a cold kore, whatever.
What?
I have stunned myself.
Whatever. How many things
do
you? The guy who's marrying a no, what's the difference, Malachim?
What?
The guy who's marrying a no that she is a fake chalitza, right?
Who? The line.
What do you mean? Someone's going to say, I have a shidduch for you. Yeah, who is she?
Exactly.
Let me tell you, her husband died. They gave her a chalitza, but I heard they retract. Listen, I don't want to bother with that.
Exactly.
I don't want to go down there.
That's exactly right.
Come on,
the skeleton.
Right? Now, who's going to want to go near this? By the way, the Ritvas says even more. The Ritvas says, why doesn't someone check it out? Why doesn't someone check it out? Check it out. So the Ritvas is like brilliant. He says, because they know, everyone knows, that this guy had a child. Right? They see that the Tzara had a child. So why on earth did they give this poor woman chalitza?
In the first place.
What's going on here with this bastard? What are they doing? Why did they give a chalitza? Not going to know all the details. No, because it was away, and they were away, and they had the telegram that he died. No one's going to know all that. They're going to see there's a baby running around in shul, a kid running around in shul. Why did they give her chalitza? He had a child.
Yeah, so.
The whole thing is a problem. People are going to be scratching their heads. What's going on here with this case? I should marry this woman. What's going on here? It's such a good point.
She's an almud.
What?
So if that's the case,
she's definitely an almud. Her husband died.
Okay, so the
question is, what about Yibum? So they gave a chalitza. Why did they give a chalitza? There's a kid running around. Why did they give chalitza?
According to the Mishnah, it's lo shmei chalitza. So it's like me giving you a chalitza. What is that? It's like nothing.
What?
I don't care. It's like nothing. It's like me giving Menachem a chalitza.
And by the way, since the Ritva says even something else. The advice is something else. They see this kid running around in shul, right? And let's say the co-wife is a pretty girl. So how can they give a chalitza? There's a kid running around. Ah, you're allowed to marry a chalutza.
Right? That's a danger.
It goes, so many issues, so many things can go wrong.
That bezel,
right? That's why, all of a sudden, we care so much about this Kahanim issue. We never cared about this issue. We said, okay, she has to take her lumps, right? That's what we kept saying all along. Okay, so the market got smaller for her. Now I said, no, it's a big problem. So, Amalei Abaya, this is what you asked earlier today. Lo tichlot v'lo tiyabim katani. It doesn't say one word about chalitza. It says lo tinase v'lo tiyabim katani, but lo chalitza. Avol I chalitz la hachanam d'sharia. Maybe it'll be mutter, right? Therefore, it's not necessarily true that this supports Rish Lakish, right? Not necessarily true. Now, Tani Kavasa de Rish Lakish. Let's try again to support Rish Lakish. Hacholetz l'muberes. Let's say somebody gives chalitza to a pregnant woman, the pila, and she miscarries. So, tzricha chalitza min ha'achin. She needs chalitza again. That's exactly what Rish Lakish said. She needs chalitza again. That's a Ferish Abraitha that supports Rish Lakish. Good? Now, Amar Rava, Hilchasa, now we're going to get off Yibam for like 5 minutes. Hilchasa Kavasa de Rish Lakish Bahani Tlas. There are three times we hold like Rish Lakish. I don't know if there's only three times, but these are three cases where we hold like Rish Lakish. Over Rav Yochanan.
When we did Jewish history,
yeah.
Pretty positive the Rav said we hold like Rav Yochanan every single time, unless it says that we do not hold like Rav Yochanan.
Okay, so here's all right, so I don't know if this three means in every time they argue in Shas, I don't know. But here, the Gemara makes a statement here, we hold like Rish Lakish three times. Chada Amar, right? This is one. Right? That if the Chalitza is puzzled, it has to be done again. No. When the Chalitza was done, she was pregnant. Then it got undone, she's Chalitza again. That's one. Idach, Ditnan. Like the following story. Hamachalek Nechasev Alpiv. If a father is still alive, and he knows his kids, and he knows his Bukhar. So what does he do? He starts to give away his stuff when he's alive to bypass the Hilchas Yerusha. So, Hacholek Nechasev Alpiv, he's doing it orally. The Ruvenim giving this, and the Shimon this, and the Levi this. Riba Le'echad Amir Le'echad. He gives one more, he gives one less. The Hishvil Lahem is a Bukhar. He gives the Bukhar equal to everyone else. Dvar of Kayam. That's all good. However, the Imam are Mishum Yerusha, but if he says, I'm only doing this because of Yerusha, then Lo Arav Maklo. Why? Because Yerusha can only be when you die. You can't give Yerusha when you're alive. You can give gifts, not Yerusha. Okay? That's so far so good. Now, Kasav, you wrote it down, right? And Rashi explained that you use a Lashon of Yerusha and a Lashon of Matana, which is the lawyer made a bad document over here, making contradictory statements. Right? Kasav, Bein B'tchila, whether the Yerusha's part is in the beginning, Bein B'sof, or at the end, Bein B'emse, in the middle, doesn't matter. Mishum Matana, or the Matana part's there, Dvar of Kayamin. It's all good. That's the Tanakhama. That's the first opinion. Vama Rish Lakish says, Lo'olam Lo'kana, no, it doesn't work. Ad Shiyomar, Ploniu Ploni Yarsha Sada Plonisu Plonis, Shenasatam lahem bimatana. I'm giving it to them as a matana v'yi rashum. Okay. What?
Now what is it? A matana or Yerusha?
It's a matana.
Even though you said Yerusha.
Right.
V'yirashum.
Exactly. Only if you say it like that, and that we hold like Rish Lakish. Okay. We don't have to learn the details of that now. V'idach. What's the third case? Ditnan. Similar case. Hakosef called Nechasev Libno. If somebody writes all his Nechasev over to his son, La'achar Moso, but only should take effect after he dies. You know what that's called in America? It's called a life estate. Right? I'm giving it to you now, but only takes effect when I die. So during the life of the father, who owns this stuff? Does he? He's giving it now, but it's so.
Takes effect later. So
what? So the Gemara is going to make a distinction. What? We're not talking about a house. We're talking about a field. We're talking about a field, not a house. So the Gemara makes a distinction between the guf of the field and the peros. The Gemara is going to say, well, we'll see now. So Hakosef kol nechasav libnol achamoso. I'm giving everything to my son. Can the father now sell it to someone else? So ha'av eni yachal limkar. The father can't sell it now to someone else. Mipnei shenasan livnot leben. He gave it to his son. So can the father now sell it to a third person? No. Haben, can the ben sell it to a third person?
No.
Also not. Haben eni yachal limkar. Bnei she'en b'rishus ha'av. Right? Neither one can sell it to anybody. What about this? Machar ha'av. What if the father did sell it? Right? So what if the father sold it? So the answer is, mechurin, it's considered a good sale, ad shiyamatu, until the father dies. Right? The father's 80 years old, and he sells it to a third party. First, he says, I'm giving it to you after I die, to his son. Then he sells it to a third party. So basically, the third party stands in the shoes of the father, and can have it until the father dies. And then it goes to the son. The same thing. Macha ben, what if the son sells it? Ein lelokeach klum, the buyer gets nothing, achiyom ha'av, until the father dies. What's that called? A future.
Right?
I'll sell it to you now, I need the money, I need the cash now, you have it when he dies. Right? So far, so good. So far, no complications. The itmar. Ready for this one?
Here it comes.
Macha haben. What if the son sold it? B'chaye ha'av. And then, umeis haben b'chaye ha'av. Then the son died first. The son sold it to the third party, and then he died. So now what?
It's not the third party, because it really belongs to the
dad.
He said to the son, you get it when I die. But the son sold and then died.
Right.
So now what? Now what do you do? Right?
He has the money. Well, maybe not.
So what? No one cares about the cash. Well, who owns the field?
Owns the field.
So it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, lo kata lo keach. The buyer didn't buy anything. Rish Lakish Amar, kata lo keach. No, the buyer did buy something. So machlokas
when the father dies.
Yeah, they don't understand. You have problems with all sorts of businesses anyway.
So let's see. But we hold like Rish Lakish said it's a valid sale.
Right.
So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, lo kana lo keach. He didn't buy anything. Why not? Because kinyan peiros ki kinyan guf dummy. Buying the peiros as if you bought the whole thing. What does that mean? Says Rashi. What?
With the field, the son died.
But the son died.
Yeah,
so Rashi says, Meis haben b'chai ha'av, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, lo kana lo keach, afilu lo shekiyam ha'av. Even when the father will die, this buyer got nothing. Why? The Kenyan peiros, shehayu lo la'av, bin nechasim halalu. What did the father have available? When the father said to the son, it goes to you when I die. So during the lifetime of the father, who gets the apples?
Father.
The father. What does the son really own?
The field.
The field. Right. Who owns the apples while the father's alive?
The father.
What did the son do? He sold it to some third party. What did that third party buy?
The field.
The field, not the payrolls, because even the son couldn't sell that. He didn't even have that. Right? So then what happened? Then the son died. So does this third guy get the field? No. Says Mishlakis, why not? Says Rabbi Yochanan, why not? Because kinyan ha-peiros, the Gemara says, shehayu lo la'av bin nechasim alolu, ki kinyan ha-guf dami. The peiros and the guf are sort of inseparable. The ein mechira is a ben mechira. So the son didn't sell him anything. The son sold him something he didn't own. He didn't own the peiros. If he didn't own the peiros, he didn't even own the field either. He had no right to sell it. What does he own? He owns a future interest,
right,
which I guess can't be sold. Right? It can't be sold. Umas nisan diktani ein lelokeach bahen klum ad shiyom ha'av. Aye, but the Mishnah said that he doesn't. But when the shiyom ha'av yesh lo, aye, then how can the son ever get it? Hasan, that's because the meis ha'av v'chai haben. That's because the father died first. V'niskayma hamatana, and the matana is makayim. Umash umah machar rishon l'sheni calls a chus shetav liyado, and then you could sell every chus you have. Avol meis haben, but if the son died first, lo ba zechus liyado. Nothing comes to his hand. This buyer got zero. Zilch.
Yeah, but if he doesn't, if if they say that the kinyan is not roi, so then okay, so then he has to give back the money. What if he doesn't have the money?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he owes him the money. Maybe he owes him the money. Right, but I can't sell you this chair. Why can't I sell you this chair? That's not mine. So I took the money from you. So I owe you the money back.
The buyer will get it back from the sons and cross him.
Exactly. So,
okay, all
right.
Yeah.
So look at the second Tosfos. V'im Tomar, L'Rab Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu lo meis haben b'chai ha'av. Even if the son didn't die, lo litni, the guy shouldn't own anything. Why? The Havi Kamo, Masha Irash Me Abba Machalach. What I will inherit from my father, I'm gonna tell you now. What kind of sale is that? Right? Kivan de Olim Kinyan Peros Kinyan Aguf. So right? There's no right to sell that. The Yeshama says, no, it's not the same thing. Right? We all know it's not the same thing. It's not a Yerusha, it's a gift. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Virish Lakish Amar, Kana, Lokeach, Kinyan Peros, Lavki Kinyan Guf Dami. It's valid. Why is it valid? Because it's not the same thing. Because Kinyan Peros and Kinyan Aguf are separable. Therefore, the son sold him the Kinyan Aguf, which is his already.
No, Kinyan Peros, which is his.
No, own. The Kinyan Aguf is his. The Peros belongs to the father still.
Oh, you're right.
Right? So the good. Daddy can sell. Now he died early. All right. So when the father dies, it goes to this third guy. Okay? And then we have like Rish Lakish, by the way, over here. Okay, next. Then we said like this. The Mishnah said, if somebody marries a Yavama, and it turns out she's pregnant, and the baby does not make it, you can stay married. Right?
Is it Machlokas?
It's a Machlokas if you have to remarry, but you can stay married. Tana Mishumber Belazar, Amru, Yotzi Beget. No, you have to give her a get. You hear this? I say you have to give her a get. Says Rashi, Tana Mishumber Belazar, it's the next Rashi. Rabbi Lezer Polig Aseifa de Masnitan. He argues Vikoi Ain Avlad Shel Kayama Yikayim on the part that said that if the baby doesn't make it, you could stay married. Vikamar Iu Af Al Pish Ain Avlad Bel Kayama. Even though the baby doesn't make it, Kansin Onle. We give you a knas. The Yotzi Beget. You have to divorce her. Why? Mishum De Nichnas Al Safek Iser Eshesach. Because when you married her, it was a whole Safek over here. But now we know that it was a bona fide, excellent yibum. Miu beget below chalita sagi. All you have to do is give her a get. Chalita you don't need. Okay, just if you think about it, that's very very harsh.
Who are you going to cast him?
To the man.
The cast to the man.
Yeah. The problem is, what's the knas? He did say he didn't do anything wrong. The woman wasn't showing. If she's showing, we say you're amazing.
He jumped.
What?
He jumped the gun.
What? If he jumped the gun. Okay. So, that's what he says. Amar Rava, Rameir, Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Davar Echad. Rameir and Rabbi Eliezer say the same thing. Rabbi Eliezer, Hadamar. Rabbi Eliezer, we just said. Rameir, Detanya. Lo Yisa Adamu Beres. Listen to this one. Lo Yisa Adamu Beres Chaveiro, Uminekes Chaveiro. You're not supposed to marry your friend's wife who's pregnant or nursing. He died. Doesn't have any brothers. Nebuch, he left at Almana, but she's pregnant. You should not marry her. Why not?
A neighbor.
You'll do a favor, you'll marry this Almana, Nebuch. She's Almana, she's 7 months pregnant. No, you don't do that. Why? Rashi says, the Gemara is going to say later, because we're afraid that your own wife, maybe, what's the chashash?
He's going to stop nursing.
He's going to stop nursing, and then the baby will die, and you don't care because it's not your kid anyway. So you're not going to take care of the baby properly.
He doesn't take care of it. He doesn't nurse the baby.
She no,
doesn't.
What?
She nurses.
I know.
So why would she wouldn't have a fun?
Because it's not his baby. So he'll want to get her pregnant to have his own baby, and then there'll be competition. It's not healthy back then for a nursing woman to get pregnant. So he doesn't care about this kid. He wants his own kid. So because of that, don't be such a tzaddik. Let her get help from other people. Don't marry her. Let her wait. V'im nasa, what if he did? Yotzi, he has a divorcer. V'lo yachzer olam et divir ameir. V'cham omrim, Yotzi, no, you have to divorce her. Ula kishigia zman, zmano, lichnos, ikonis. And when after this time period passes, you remarry her.
Assuming he's not a kohen.
What?
Assuming he's not a kohen.
Exactly. So Amalei Abaye, so what do you see? They're both saying the same thing. Amalei Abaye, what makes you say that? Dilma, lo, it's not true. Ad kan lo komer Rabbi Eliezer hacha el mishum de kapaga be'ishes eishes achdaraisa. One, Rabbi Eliezer, it's a problem because you entered into a huge minefield. You entered into a situation where it's a chashash itzadaraisa. Abul Hassam, but over there, by the case of what? By your friend's wife, your Nebuchadnezzar died, your friend died. It's not a daraisa. It's a whole far-fetched gazebo. Maybe you want to get her pregnant, and then you're going to care about your kid more than this other kid. So, right? Derabanan, Kirabanan Sfirle. He looks like Derabanan who say, no, you have to divorce her. That what does Derabanan say? Not to divorce her forever. Temporarily. Make sure that all the babies here are healthy. Not the same opinion at all. Inami, Adkan Lokam, Rameir Hassam. When Rameir said it's din over there, Elamishum, Durabanan, Vichacham, Asu Chizik, Lodavim, Yosem, Mishal Torah. When it comes to a Durabanan, we have to go very, very far because we want to make sure they're kept. So we make this very, very harsh gezeira. If you marry your friend's wife with ulterior motives, we can never marry her again. Aval Hacha, Midoraisa, Mifresh Prushimine. You stay away from them. People try to stay away from Daraisis, right? And therefore, maybe the Rabbanan, maybe Rameir would have held. In that case, you don't have to give her a get. Amar Rava, L'divrei Chachamim, Yotzia Beget. According to the Chachamim, you have to give her a get. Even according to the Chachamim. In other words, it means, what we're saying is, when we said before, you have to separate from her until the time is right, then you can remarry her. What Mazut is saying is, you have to give her a real get. You don't just go to some apartment and then wait. You have to give her a real get. Amar Azutra Dekanami, Dektani Yotzi. But she says she has to leave. Velokatani Yafrish. Doesn't say they have to separate. Shmamina, it means a real get. Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Hoshia, Bereder of Idi, Hasam Tanan. We learned this over there. Rav Shirme Gamliel Omer. Kol Shesha Adam Lamed Yom, Ein Anefel. Okay? What the following Gemara is as follows. The Chachamim talk about the following case. What's the deal like this? They're married to a Kohen. This woman is married to a Kohen. Which woman? This Almana, she was 8 months pregnant, you did a big favor, you married her. Now you heard, ooh, the Chacham said you have to divorce her. Now what's the story? Can't remarry her. Because I'm a Kohen, right? So, do we have a kula now not to divorce her? Is there such a kula like that? Right? So Amalei Rav Hoshia, Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Hoshia, Breder of Edi, Hasam, Tanan, Rav Shirme, Galil Omer, Kol Sheshaha, Be'adam, Shloshim Yom, Ein Anefel. Right? If you wait 30 days, and a baby doesn't die, it's not an Anefel. Excellent. Ha Lo Shaha, what if it didn't die? If you don't wait, Sveika Havi. It's a suffix. Whether it's going to live. So it says Rashi here, Sveika Havi, V'choletes, V'lo Misyabemes. Right? What does it mean, Choletes V'lo Misyabemes? Right. What? Rashi of Sveika Havi. Right. In other words, what we're saying is, a man was married to a woman. She was 9 months pregnant. He died. Let's say he was not 9 months pregnant. You're earlier than that. He died. They wait till the pregnancy comes to term, and the baby dies 2 weeks later. After the baby's born 2 weeks, it dies. So now, what's the story? Can you do Yibum or not?
Why not?
What? So the Gemara says, Halosha Sveikahav. It's a suffix. Why is it a suffix? And therefore, Rashi says, "V'cholas is v'lo mizyabemes." V'dafka imesapkalon ikala chadash of olo. It's only if it didn't go. You're not sure if it went to term. Aval I kimle dekala chadash of. But if it went to term, then we say it's not an eifel even if it doesn't last for 30 days. And this is where Tosfos says, "Well, what if it fell off a roof? So it died not because of eifel issues. So we don't know." So it's a suffix. So it's a suffix.
Why is it a suffix? It would have been a kayam.
What?
It would have been a kayam.
How do you know? So Tosfos says, why don't you go after the rove? Rove babies make it. So Tosfos says, because it's a big enough meat that we can't say we'll go after the rove. That's what Tosfos says. It's a big enough meat that we can't go after the rove. Okay?
Last line in Rashi, Tinok ben Yomo pot termin
yibum. Right, that's only if it went to term. If you know it went to term, if you know the baby went to term, then even a one-day baby will pot the yibum. Why? Because that this whole thing with the nafels, if it doesn't go to term. This is all the times of the Gemara. The Chazon Ish already said it doesn't apply to, none of this applies today, because no such thing as there's such a thing as an nafel. But there's not halachic status as the nafel that we had back then. Right. No. I'm saying general things. For pigeon up ban issues, all these type of issues. So, do they still do it? I don't know about that.
Really?
I thought he said not to.
He said he should.
Yeah. Okay. The itmar, and we learned meis pesoch lamed yom v'amda v'niskadcha. You know what? Let's stop here because. What? We'll do it in a minute. V'itmar meis pesoch lamed yom v'amda v'niskadcha. What if she died within 30 days and someone married her? Ravina mishmei derava amar im eishes yisrael he choletzes. The eishes kohen he ain't a choletzes. If she's an eishes kohen, if she's a eishes yisrael, give her chalitza. And if she's an eishes kohen, don't give her chalitza. Rav Misharshi mishmei derava amar achazu v'achazu choletzes. In other words, we're not being makel for a bas kohen, for a wife of a kohen. Amar Ravina Rav Misharshi v'orta amar hachi rav hachi. He said that at night and b'tafra hadarbe. In the morning, he took it back. Amalei, and he said, Sharisu, it's mutter. In other words, you can stay married to this Kohen, because this woman, so if you're a Kohen, so you don't have to, so you can stay married to her. Yei Rava, detishtu aftarba. I would wonder if Rava would even matter chelev. Yeah. Right? Certain kind of chelev. What about Rava's being so makel? Let him matter that too. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
So what did you want to say? You did a nice job.